Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever time you are listening today for our daily bread. Today is August the 6th, 2025. Welcome to our daily bread. We thank all the ones that come and listen to the filling station, the booth camp, the oasis, and the rivers of living water that will sustain you, strengthen you, uphold you, and provide for you and heal you, because the eternal living word is living on the inside. If you're a child of God and you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you are born again. You are a child of God. You are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. The Creator of heaven and earth created us in His image. And we want to walk in the paths of righteousness always, keeping right in where God wants us, in the path of righteousness. Having a right standing with God keeps us from going to the left or to the right, keep us from yielding to the flesh, keeps us from yielding to thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, keeps us from listening to the evil one. Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice. In a stranger's voice, they will not follow." We follow the good shepherd, the greatest shepherd we can ever have. So I thank you so much, and I want to celebrate and say thank you, Jesus, for keeping me alive. Some of you that have went Sunday and saw our video saw that I had a little episode, an acute stroke, meaning a sudden stroke. But I'll tell you what, God is faithful. This happened on July 20th, and they released me on July 22nd, and I'll tell you what, God is my healer. He is truly my healer, and I know that the more word I put in, the more He keeps me, because I love Jesus, and I love His word. His word is living on the inside. It's abiding in me. It's the living word. It's the eternal word, the everlasting word, that abides in me forever. And I have been making confessions. From June, I started speaking these confessions over me. Little did I know what was going to happen in July. I have the power to enjoy life free from disease, and you can too. My body is a testimony of divine healing. Can I hear an amen? Amen. I'm full of light, life, and divine radiance. The life of God saturates every inch of my body. Every cell of my body permeates the life and the healing and the resurrection power of God that lives in me. I live long, I live strong, and I fulfill my purpose in perfect health. Can I hear an amen? Like the scripture that we say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, guess what? Heaven doesn't have sickness, so we don't have to be sick. Heaven doesn't have poverty, so we don't have to be poor here. All that God has for us is in Christ Jesus. Christ is in me, and I'm in Christ. And all that I need is in Christ Jesus. And our King is the one that provides. Our King, we have everything that we need, and our King provides everything we would ever need. Amen. And I fulfill my purpose in perfect health. I see myself whole, complete, and radiant with divine energy. I am an example of divine strength and restoration. Can I hear an amen? I give no place to sickness, and it has to flee from me. It cannot stay in me. No way, no how. I give it no permission. No permission. So, Father, we just thank you. I glorify you. I worship you. I thank you for healing my body, for keeping me alive. I live strong, and I live long. I live long, and I live strong. In the name of Jesus, the power of God, it saturates me in every cell of my body. The resurrection power, the power of God, is in me. His blood, perfect blood of Jesus, is in me. It is a supernatural supernatural shield all around me. Amen. And I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. That is the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us, our homes, our property, our vehicle. So I thank you so much for all your prayers and love, people. Thank you so much. We love you, and we thank you that you come, and you expect to receive. You expect to hear from God, and God may not be speaking to me, to you, when I'm reading this to you, the same way that I'm saying it to you, but he'll speak to your spirit. If you're here to listen and to receive, he'll speak to you through this message. In his own way, he will start talking to you in the name of Jesus. All you have to do is receive what he has. Today, we're going to speak on spiritually discern. You don't have to understand to believe. How can the death and resurrection of God's Son that occurred 2,000 years ago cause me to go to heaven? I don't understand it, but I believe it. How can my giving money through tithes and offerings cause me to receive more? Let me read that again. How can my giving money through tithes and offerings cause me to receive more? We always increase more. When we give our tithes and offering, we always increase. We never decrease. The only reason we decrease is when we hold back and we don't give what belongs to God, our tithes and offerings. And if you've been hearing on YouTube or any other ministers that have been saying, we don't have to tithe, that is a lie from the pit of hell. We tithe because we love God. Amen. And every time we tithe, I'm a witness that Jesus is alive and he is my resource. He is all that I ever need. Amen. Every time I tithe, I am witnessing that Jesus is alive and he is the Lord of my life and he provides for everything I ever will need. I take the promises of God when I tithe, and I always increase. I take the promises of God when I tithe, and I always increase. You'll never decrease by giving to God. The reason why you're decreasing is because you're holding back from God what belongs to him. And he said 10%. And we bring it with joy. We get to tithe. We get to serve the King of Kings. We get to return 10% of all that he's given us. He could have been a stingy father, you know, but he's not. He gives us everything we would ever need. He could have said, I want 90% and you live on 10%. No, God is a giver. He is the greatest giver that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you never have received Jesus as Lord and your Savior, I would encourage you to do. Because you don't want to go to hell. You want to go to heaven. Even if other people say, oh, Jesus is a crutch. No, he's not. He's the strength of your life. And all you have to do is, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you died for my sins. And I believe and receive you as my Savior. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. And I receive you as my Savior and as my King in Jesus' name. And tell someone that you received and you said the sinner's prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And get involved in a church that gives you the word, that teaches you from Genesis to Revelation, teaches you faith, teaches you the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that speaking in tongues is for everyone. And if someone has told you, oh, speaking in tongues isn't for everyone, that gift is not for everyone, that's another lie from the pit of hell. Because Satan doesn't want you to speak in tongues because he knows there's power in speaking in the Holy Ghost. And you are speaking mysteries unto God and he can't understand it. And that's why he hates for people to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyway, How can my giving money through tithes and offerings cause me to receive more? I don't understand it, but I believe it. Yes, I do. I believe it. How can my confession of healing scriptures spoken over my body cause health to reign over my body? I don't understand it, but I believe it. Amen. These blessings are all spiritual laws that were set in operation by God. And any spiritual law that is obeyed will work. Any spiritual law, which is His word, is obeyed, that you obey, will work for you. Many fail to receive healing because they want to understand its operation before they will choose to believe it. If that is their attitude, they will never walk in the fullness of God's blessings. The laws of God, the Word of God, must be believed to be activated, not understood. Did you get that? The laws, which is the Word of God, must be believed to be activated, not understood. Amen? It's just like when you get a credit card, you get it, you don't understand it, and they give you so much money. But the only way you're going to get to spend what is in that credit card is for you to activate it. What do? You call them and you tell them, I got the card. Can you activate it? And they activate it. There you go. Now you can buy whatever you want. Well, God wants us to allow His word to be believed and it will be activated. When you believe and receive, it is activated in your life. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:14. 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned. And we're children of God. We have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. And guess what? We have the eternal living word living on the inside, and the greatest Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the greater one that is in me. Amen. Our natural mind does not have capacity to comprehend what our spirit is capable of believing. Amen. Our spirit being believes all the word of God, all the word of God, because He is the Spirit of God. And Hebrews 11:6 says, He that cometh to God must believe. He that cometh to God must believe. Hebrews 11:6. Because it is impossible for him to come unto God if he doesn't believe. Amen? But he that cometh to God must believe that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Amen? It doesn't say that he cometh to God must understand, that we come to God and we must understand. No. We come to God because we believe God. Amen? Understanding has nothing to do with believing. Faith has to do with believing. Understanding has nothing to do with believing. Faith has to do with believing. Faith can believe what the mind don't understand. And our mind is always being bombarded by things of the world, thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. The enemy is always throwing fire darts and putting fear, whatever it is. But if we submit ourselves to God, we resist the devil and he has to flee. Hear and obey, and the devil can't stay. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind. If I boarded in an airplane and told the pilot, I refuse to fly on this aircraft unless I understand how it works, I would never fly anywhere. My mind has not been trained to comprehend all the technical terminology it would take for me to understand how a plane flies. I get on that plane and fly clear across the country because I believe that a man I have never met knows about flying more than I do. We are to give God the same honor, that He knows what we need in our life. He knows best for us. Father knows best. Amen. Every day we commit our life into the hands of people we have never met while they do tasks for us that we don't understand. Why do we do this? Because we believe in them. We follow the advice of a dentist and let him drill in our mouths, using techniques and instruments we don't understand. We will allow the lives of our children to be guided by teachers who barely know, that we barely know them, teaching them things we don't understand because we believe in them and we believe that they're doing good, but there's some teachers in schools that are not teaching good. They're teaching contrary to the Word of God. And the more closer we get to Jesus returning, the more junk and unbelief and doubt they're putting into our children, and even telling them about their gender, that they can be girls if they're a boy, and that they can be a boy if they're girls. That's not of God. That is nothing but from the pit of hell. Our mind does not have to understand it before our heart believes it. Faith doesn't demand proof from God before we believe him. Faith doesn't demand proof from God before we believe him. We believe him before we see the proof, before we see our healing, before we see our provision, before we see anything that we want from God. We believe first and then we receive. We should be quick to believe God instead of being quick to believe our body or the enemy. Amen? Can I hear an amen? We should be quick to believe God first instead of being quick to believe our body or the enemy or any symptoms of sickness. Amen? Or diseases or whatever it is. We believe God because he is the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in you and me. It is the believing person who receives, not just understanding person. If it's in the word, believe it. If it's not in the word, toss it out. Toss it out. Don't believe it. It is the believing person who receives. Do you get that? You have to believe first to receive, not just the not understanding it only. But Father, we just thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Eboro sonda de bete kitara. Eshetene monohose de de tu karamas kitidea. Ashendelu borohose kitidea. Endogunda de pisikitidea. Inininia mahosho dola mare. Enter rest, enter into rest, and enter into my peace. And do not let the world overwhelm you with what's going around. And do not let doubt and unbelief come into your spirit or even into your mind. Do not let the enemy put thoughts, ideas, and suggestions in your mind that you'll never get out of that trouble. You'll never be healed. You'll never have enough money to pay your rent. You'll not get that job. But God says, I have given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge. Through the knowledge. What knowledge? The knowledge of God. You get into his word, get the knowledge of God. Get his word in you, working and activating it in you. Amen? By his divine power, he's giving you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him, who called us by glory and virtue and giving us exceeding precious promises that we may partake of them all. We can partake of all the promises of God. And all the promises of God are yes and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's by his divine power, he's giving us all things. All things. Amen? Through godliness and life. He came to give us life and more abundantly. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I came to give you the overtop, the overflowing, the excessive life of God, another day of living in the light of your word, in the authority and power and ability. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Choose life. Choose life instead of death. Choose healing instead of sickness and disease. Choose provision that I can give you than to be poor. For I have given you all the riches that would ever be in your life through Christ. So let Christ dwell in you and Christ and all that Christ has. the abilities, the authority, the resurrection power, the love, the peace, the blessings, the mercy, the compassion, the fruit of the Spirit, the power, resurrection power be in you. For all these things are yours, my children, for you are sons and daughters of God. For I called you to walk in paths of righteousness, in the path of right standing with me. And you will walk in that path, and you stay in that path, and you'll see your life unfold by the light of my word, that all I have for you is good things, not bad things. To heal your body, to keep your body healed, to keep your mind sharp. And the only way is you're going to do that is by getting in my word, getting to know who I am, and having the character and the nature of God in you, because I am the resurrection and the power in you. And my power resonates in every cell of your body, giving me glory. Wherever you go in the marketplace, the workplace, they will see the glory of God. They will know that you're different. You will be a sweet-smelling aroma unto the believer. When you come in contact with another believer, that sweet aroma from them will come out. But for the unbeliever, we are a stench, because they are perishing. They're perishing because they don't know Jesus. But the Father's heart is that everyone should come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father, we just speak, we pray that you will send forth laborers unto all the people that are listening to this message tonight, that have loved ones they have been praying for. Send forth laborers into their path, Father, that they can receive you as Lord and Savior, Father, that they cannot get away from those laborers that will come and give them the word and give them an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Father, that we are heaven bound. We know that Jesus is right around the door. He's coming. All the signs are pointing to him coming soon. So we are ready. We make ourselves ready. We are ready. So when the trumpet blows, we're out of here with him. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you for the very life and breath you give each one of us, Father, that we wake up every morning thanking you for the breath and the life that you've given us. Another day of living in the light of your word, in your authority, in your power, and your ability. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship you, we worship you. We magnify you, Father. We magnify you. You are so good to us. We have the greatest life, and we thank you, we bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming to the Daily Bread on Wednesday. Thank you that you're filled with his word. You're strengthened with his word. You're empowered by his word. And you go forth in victory. We are more than overcomers through the blood of Jesus Christ. May you have a blessed evening and a blessed day and a blessed rest of the week. And Brother Andrew will be with you next week. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in on Wednesday. All you faithful ones that tune in every Wednesday, we thank you so much. God bless you. Have a blessed evening. We love you. God bless you.